Robert, there's one other issue with regard to entities holding real estate. Some people will feel that if they hold real estate in a land trust, in a joint tenancy, in tenants in common, those types of ownership, that they're protected. But that's not the case. Those forms of ownership are used to achieve certain privacy or estate planning goals, but they do not offer limited liability protection. The means of holding title should be in the entity as opposed to in a land trust, tenants in common, or joint tenancy.
Thank you. That's great advice. I'd talk about the importance of having the appropriate good entity protecting my assets, especially real estate. And invariably, somebody will raise their hand and say, well, it's really easy today to break or pierce the corporate veil. First of all, what does piercing the corporate veil mean?
Piercing the corporate veil means ignoring the limited liability protection that you have from your state charter and going through that veil of protection to reach the individual personally.
In other words, you lose all your protection.
You lose all your protection. It's as if you're doing business as a sole proprietorship.
So what does it take to pierce a corporate veil, and is it as easy as they say it is?
It's not as easy as they say it is, and if you follow certain formalities, you can protect yourself into the future. There are a couple key elements that you need to do to prevent someone from piercing the corporate veil. And by corporate veil, I also include the LLC and the LP in terms of protection. To pierce the corporate veil, someone needs to make a showing that you have ignored the corporate formalities that are required by the state of incorporation.
You mean the procedures you must follow on a regular basis?
Exactly. You have failed to file your annual return with the state. You haven't paid, for example, in Nevada, the $85 a year for the annual fee. You have not used a separate corporate bank account. You've commingled personal assets with business assets. That indicates that you're not using the entity as a legitimate corporation, LLC, or LP. Another way they can claim that you haven't been following the formalities is a failure to hold annual meetings. In most states, you have to hold a meeting once a year to elect directors or managers or whatever. You need to do that on an annual basis to prevent someone from claiming that you're not doing business as an entity.